to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Well, here we are once again for another episode of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, episode 4 to be exact. We're so glad to have you listening in. I'd like to give a shout out to our listeners in the country of South Africa. If you're following this podcast from South Africa, let me encourage you to feel free to leave a comment on the Libsyn page, shepherdthoughts.libsyn.com, by clicking on the little gray comment balloon on the right side of the podcast box. Click on that little gray balloon and then type your comment. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're following the podcast from audio posts at our blog, shepherdthoughts.com, just click on the episode page. Then scroll or swipe down until you see the gray box to leave a reply. If there's a Bible verse or question that you'd like to request for us to discuss in an upcoming episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just mention it in one of the comment sections that I've mentioned. Or just go to the blog, shepherdthoughts.com, and go to the reply section and send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe you don't have a verse or a Bible topic that you'd like for us to discuss, but you'd just like to mention your name, just like to say that you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us anyway and let us know who you are and how you're listening. What format do you listen to the podcast on? Is it iTunes? Is it Stitcher? Is it on our blog? Is it at Libsyn? Some other way, we'd love to hear that. And if you'd like us to give a shout out to somebody else, a friend, someone that you know, maybe it's your birthday and you'd like us to say a happy birthday to you, well, any of that's possible. We'd love to say a word to you on an upcoming episode. That would be really neat. So we'd love to hear from you and hope to hear back from you soon. Now let's take a moment to consider our Bible thought for this episode, and I'll introduce the thought with a question. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Another way we could ask this question is, are you filled with the Spirit today? Well, I suppose there are a number of Bible verses that we could look at to answer this question in the fullest possible way, but let's just take a look at perhaps the key verse on this topic, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. In this verse, we find the simple instruction, be filled with the Spirit. We find here that God gives us instructions to be filled with the Spirit. And so, what does it mean? There are some misconceptions about what this means. Some people think this means getting saved. Well, that is not true. Being filled with the Spirit is not getting saved. It is not being born again. You need to be filled with the Spirit, but to be filled with the Spirit, you already have to be born again. Here's what I mean. First, remember that when Paul wrote the Ephesian letter to the Christians living in the city of Ephesus, he was writing to people who were already saved. These were people who had already accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, and now Paul was challenging them with their responsibility to be filled with the Spirit because they were Christians. Second, realize that if you are a born-again child of God, you already received the Holy Spirit the moment you placed your trust in Jesus Christ for eternal life. The Holy Spirit moved into your spirit at the moment of salvation. Some people call this spirit baptism, and there's spiritual basis for that. That's what I believe, that is spirit baptism. That's something perhaps we'll talk about at another episode. But the point is that the Holy Spirit moved into your life the moment that you placed your trust in Jesus Christ. And he will never leave you. Having the Holy Spirit live within your spirit is a characteristic of a saved person. Romans 8:9 says, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So having the Holy Spirit dwell in you means that you're saved. Also, the Holy Spirit never leaves you. He seals you. He marks you as a child of God. This will not terminate until eternity, when you enter into the presence of God forever. Ephesians 4:30, just the chapter before the verse we're looking at today, says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit marks you. He seals you perpetually. That will not change. And so, if the Holy Spirit personally lives within you because you're saved, what does it mean to be filled with Him? Well, let's look at the phrases before this command to help us understand what the command means. Then, let's look at the sentences after the command to help us understand what the command looks like in a practical way. Here's what it says. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. Now, this is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. First, notice that this is a matter of understanding, not extravagant, ecstatic, emotional experiences. This is a matter of understanding with wisdom and discernment what God wants me to do and to say. It is knowing the desires of God for my life. Being filled with the Spirit is not some emotional experience. It is a mental, mind, will experience. Understanding what God desires for my life. That's what filling with the Spirit is. It's understanding the will of God. It's a heart-mind matter. Also notice that to help us understand what it means to be filled with the Spirit, Paul gives us the opposite, an illustration that shows us what being filled with the Spirit is like, but also opposite from. We find this in Ephesians 5:18, where it says, "Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." Notice this opposite. Paul says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. When you are drunk with wine, the intoxicating qualities of that alcohol influences your mind and body so that you end up making choices and committing actions that are not natural. They are influenced by the alcohol in your system. In a sense, you are yielding to the influence of that alcohol and its properties. But when you are filled with the Spirit, you are instead yielding to an influence, but a different influence, the influence of God in you, the influence of the Holy Spirit. You yield to Him for wisdom and discernment, as we've already mentioned, to make choices and to commit actions that may not be natural to your human disposition, demeanor, or attitude, but rather resembling the qualities of God. Now, realize that anyone who says they are filled with the Holy Spirit, but the experience that they describe is nothing more than an ecstatic emotional high, they are describing something unrelated to the Holy Spirit and far more like inebriation and being drunk with wine. It's not the same thing. The filling of the Spirit is not at all like inebriation with alcohol. Notice one more thing about this word, be filled with the Spirit. The word be filled could accurately be translated in this way, be being filled, or be filled with the Spirit repeatedly, on a regular basis. This is not a one-time event. This is not the thing that happens to you when you get saved. Nor is this some very benchmark experience that you must have after you get saved to give yourself some spiritual credibility. No, that's not what this is talking about. This is something that is not getting saved. This is something that should characterize your life as a saved person on a regular basis. So if you are saved, you should be filled with the Spirit on a regular basis, all of the time. So what does it look like to be filled with the Spirit? Well, here, let me give you three things, the INGs that follow this command. You say, what are the INGs? They are three verb-type words. They're words like a verb that follow this command, telling us more about it, telling us the results of being filled with the Spirit. So when I yield to the influence of the Holy Spirit within me, the first thing that I find, following chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This shows us that yielding to the inner leadership of the Holy Spirit on a regular basis doesn't result in some somber, sullen, sulky, somber attitude. No, it results in a joyful, singing spirit, You see, when you yield to the influence of God, the Holy Spirit within you, you may actually notice that hymns from church, Sunday school songs, happy melodies, perhaps even simple melodies that you've never heard before, they'll begin to float into your heart, and you'll find yourself singing a song or perhaps humming a tune. This is, in fact, a result of following the Holy Spirit's leadership in your life. Number two, the second ing that we find is not just speaking hymns and singing songs, but giving thanks. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. Here's the point. When you yield to the Holy Spirit's leadership in your life, you'll notice that you tend to be a whole lot more thankful for things. More quick to say thank you, of course, to the things that other people do for you, but also to thank God in all things. Even when difficult or frustrating things happen in your day, when you lose something or something inconvenient interrupts your schedule, if you're yielding to the Holy Spirit within you, you will find that you are grateful and thankful to God when you would normally be agitated and frustrated. Now, the third ing, after speaking and singing beautiful songs in your heart and giving thanks always, the third ing that we find is singing, giving thanks, and submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is where it becomes really practical. When you yield to the influence of God, the Holy Spirit in you, you will be more inclined to yield to other people in your life as well, no matter who they are, boss or coworker, spouse, brother or sister, professor, teacher, principal, neighbor, or just somebody jockeying with you for a spot in the line at the checkout register. The stoplight, or a crosswalk. A person who is yielding to the Holy Spirit does not feel the need to assert themselves, to bully their way to winning an argument, mouthing off to someone who steps in front of them, and so forth. A person filled with the Spirit lets another person speak before them, lets another person take the last slice of cake for dessert at dinner, even if they did not get a piece for themselves. And they don't do this all with a grudging spirit. No, they do it with a thankful spirit. A heart filled with true happiness and song. Now let me ask you, are you filled with the Spirit today? If not, what is blocking the way? What distracts you? What fills and clutters your mind and spirit? What selfish thoughts are there? What other influences are you yielding to rather than God, the Holy Spirit within you? Perhaps pause to quietly pray and turn those things over to Him. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Submit to one another and stop asserting yourself. And you will find a thankful singing spirit will begin to characterize your life. Are you filled with the Spirit today?
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.